This is Archer of Archer.com. Today is Thursday, January 14th, 2010. And I did not say 2010. I actually had a whole bunch of topics to talk about tonight and a voicemail to play, but I'm going to hold all those off because I'm going to tell you a story tonight. And a story that has been bubbling up for a while now, and it's time to reveal the story to answer the questions that I've been getting lately about Twitter. I have been getting several questions from people asking me why a certain person is saying or is tweeting nasty things about me on Twitter. Well, this has actually been going on now since, I don't know actually when it started, but what I found out the reason why in August. Now, I have to go backwards to explain it, but and I also, I debate saying who they are, but let's just call them Jim and Lon, okay? Jim and Lon. So the boyfriend and I had, back in August, I started hearing from people on Twitter about these nasty tweets being sent out about me from this person named Lon. And people were saying to me, why is this person being so mean to you? Why, you know, what are they doing? Why? What's the problem? Well, I didn't know. I didn't know anything about it because that person has me blocked on Twitter, so I can't see the nasty tweets that he is sending out. So I had to rely on other people, the kindness of other people, to send me copies of the tweets he was sending out. And these all came about in early August, I would say. And about the time Larry Vader came to visit, I believe, because this one tweet says, I love when white trash invites an out-of-town guest to dinner and has the person take a two-hour ride, metro ride, because the hostess is lazy. And another tweet said, and then there are those glittering dinner parties, not really, with lazy fat asses, really, hostesses. And then another one that said, listening to the BFO and heard Archer's disgusting opening from her train wreck broadcast, one can only hope she quits podcasting at 1,000. So I get all these tweets and I say, you know, I don't know what this is about. I don't know what I have done to cause this person to write such nasty tweets about me. And my boyfriend, for that matter. So I write to Jim and ask him, can you please tell me why Lon is tweeting these nasty things about me? And Jim writes back and says that he doesn't control his husband, Lon, or the tweets that Lon does, but he can explain to me why Lon is being like this. And this is what he says. He says he got really pissed off the last time we were at your boyfriend's house and we were trying to call a cab on New Year's Eve to get a ride home. But after getting busy signals, you referred us to a cab stop across the street. And your friends that were there for the dinner party didn't even offer to give us a ride to the metro stop or even Wisconsin Avenue, where we could have caught a cab. We stood in the cold for 45 minutes trying to get home while I was calling over and over again on my cell phone until we happened to catch a cab that was dropping off people at the boyfriend's building. So now that's the reason that Lon is being so mean and nasty on Twitter. So let's go back and look at this. This says that this was from New Year's Eve. Well, if I remember correctly, Jim and Lon came over for New Year's Eve party on was New Year's 2007 into 2008. You know, the year was changed in 2008. So we're talking almost 2 years ago. Two years ago. So this is all quite amazing. So this incident that he is upset about happened almost 2 years ago. And let's just break this down a little bit. He says that After getting busy signals, you referred us to the cab stand across the street. Yes, we did do that because there's always a cab there. It's New Year's Eve. Who knew that there was not going to be a cab there? I mean, that's what we know to get a cab because we drive everywhere. We don't know where cabs are. There's always a cab stand. There's always a cab sitting at that building across the street. I'm sorry that there wasn't one there. Then he says, and your friends that were there for the dinner party didn't even offer to give us a ride to a metro stop or even Wisconsin Avenue. First question for you is, Jim and Lon, did you ask them? They tell us that you didn't even ask them for a ride. So that's bullshit right there. The next thing you have is, we stood in the cold for 45 minutes trying to get home while calling on the cell phone. 45 minutes, really? Why didn't you come back inside and sit in the warm lobby of the building while you're waiting for the phone? Better yet, buzz back up to the condo and come back upstairs and we can make a phone call. I mean, for you to stand out in the cold for 45 minutes, you're the idiot then. You're the stupid people for standing out in the cold for 45 minutes. Don't blame that on us. We were upstairs cleaning the dishes and had no fucking idea that you were sitting out in the fucking cold. That's your fault. If you're upset about this 2 years later, you're the dumb fucking Botox queen that needs to be upset about it. I mean, this just really pisses me off because we didn't know anything about this. You didn't tell us. You didn't call. You didn't come back up. You didn't, nothing. So Lon is holding this in his head for 2 fucking years and he has to be all pissy like a 7th grader on Twitter about it. That's really sad. That's absolutely sad. And yes, I'm probably doing something that I shouldn't do, is posting this podcast bitching about Lon and Jim, but too fucking bad. Sometimes podcasters need to bear it all and let it go and tell everybody the truth, because this asshole has been tweeting all this nasty shit on Twitter and people think that I did something wrong, when actually I did absolutely nothing wrong, that it was Jim and Lon who have done something wrong, who have been just plain out stupid for standing in the cold for 45 minutes. How dumb is that? Come back upstairs, buzz up in the building, sit in the lobby. And did you even ask the friends to get a ride? No, you did not, because they told us you did not. So why don't you cut this shit and stop tweeting nasty things about me on Twitter, because I'm getting really sick of it. Now, that's the end of this fucking podcast.